This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, we are with Lynn Davis, Executive Director of Sonoran Glass School, a nonprofit, public access, educational organization whose mission is to inspire people of all ages to discover the wonder of glass art. Welcome, Lynn.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Lynn, I've just introduced Sonoran Glass School's what a little, but I've heard you stress an important point. It's essential to lead with the why. What is Sonoran Glass's why?
That's a great question. I think it's very easy to walk in our door and the first thing you think about is glass, right? Glass is shiny, glass is colorful, glass can be hot and dynamic and really exciting. But I do think it's our what and it's our how. And our why is really about building community. Our why is about creating a place for convening. Our why is about supporting established and emerging artists.
Lynn, partnering and collaborating is a hot topic among Tucson arts and culture organizations. Funders love to see partnerships, and there is a reason for that. Why do you think collaborations are so important?
I think collaborations are an excellent way to make your programming more robust. We're all working with a relatively small toolkit. Tucson is a town without a lot of corporate sponsorship. Tucson is a town full of scrappy, amazing, creative nonprofits. And when we're able to collaborate with each other, we have more tools in our box. You have access to a wider audience. You have access to skills that you might not have among your own staff. And you get the opportunity to really stretch yourself and expand what you're able to offer to your audience.
It makes me think about actually your collaboration with veterans. I kind of have it on the brain right now because a couple of weeks ago I was kept up at night because the police helicopter was circling around.
Yeah,
very close to my house. And what I found later was that a veteran had committed suicide close to where I live. And I read about him, a really great person who was just in an incredible amount of pain, mm-hmm. is what it sounded like. A really tragic story. And I actually thought immediately of your program and the healing power and the attraction of glass and fire. I wondered if you could talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the program you're referring to is called the 33rd Boro Platoon. 33 is the coefficient for borosilicate glass, which is Pyrex, essentially. The program was founded by a veteran by the name of Jeff Rutherford, who's an Iraq War vet, who came home full of anxiety, suffering from PTSD, really, really struggling to reintegrate into civilian life. And Jeff found his way to us through a semester-long glass blowing project that we have with Pima Community College. Jeff credits glass with saving his life and certainly with turning his life around. Glass is like a lot of mediums used in art therapy programs, glass is, like we said, unpredictable, malleable, can be open-ended, but it has those additional qualities of being a little bit dangerous, you have the opportunity, the ability to tame something chaotic and dangerous and turn it into something beautiful. And I think the unpredictable nature of glass, of hot glass especially, really appeals to veterans and even to children who have emerged from traumatic situations or who are living in chaotic environments. Glass or, any art, really any space that you are carving, that you are setting aside for reflection, for creation, that something that makes you put down your phone and focus and listen to your inner voice for a change instead of all the noise around us, all those things, I think we all benefit from them and we all need them.
Thank you very much for being with us today, Lynn.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.